Working alongside men without inferiority, performance, or loss of center. In this video, we are looking at Priscilla and intelligent partnership. Priscilla helps us think about a very important kind of confidence around men, how a woman works alongside men in ministry without feeling inferior, without performing for approval, and without losing her inner center. Priscilla appears in several places in the New Testament, often alongside her husband Aquila. In Acts 18, Priscilla and Aquila hear Apollo speaking. He is eloquent and fervent, but he does not yet understand the way of God fully. Scripture says they took him aside and explained the way of God more accurately. That is a remarkable scene. Priscilla is not erased. She is not decorative. She is part of wise ministry partnership. She is present in teaching, discernment, hospitality, and church life. That matters deeply for this course. Many women become unstable around men, not only in romance settings, but in collaboration settings. A woman may know she has gifts, ideas, insight, and calling, but once she begins serving beside strong men, something shifts. She may shrink and assume the men are the real leaders, or she may start performing, over-talking, over-smiling, over-helping, or subtly trying to prove she belongs. Both reactions reveal instability. Priscilla gives us another model. She shows mature, intelligent, calm collaboration. This kind of partnership matters in all sorts of settings: church teams, discipleship work, chaplaincy, outreach, volunteer ministry, planning meetings, family ministry, and even marriage. A woman can work with men without surrendering her mind. She can be warm without becoming vague. She can be helpful without becoming invisible. She can contribute without making everything about proving herself. That is part of intelligent female presence. It means a woman knows who she is before God. She knows her worth is not hanging on male approval. She does not need to compete with men in order to matter, and she does not need to disappear in order to preserve peace. She can listen well, think clearly, speak truthfully, and remain grounded while working with men in real ministry. The organic humans framework helps here too. A woman is a whole embodied soul. So partnership is not only about ideas. It also involves tone, boundaries, timing, emotional steadiness, body language, relational clarity, and spiritual order. If a woman is inwardly insecure, that insecurity often leaks into the partnership. But when she is grounded in Christ, she can stand near men without becoming reactive, overimpressed, intimidated, fused, or performative. What not to do? Do not assume that male presence means your role is secondary. Do not become competitive to prove you are equal. Do not become overly eager just to show you belong. Do not erase your insight to avoid tension, and do not confuse partnership with emotional closeness that has no boundaries. Priscilla teaches us that a woman can be deeply intelligent, deeply faithful, and deeply collaborative in ministry. She can stand near men without inferiority, performance, or loss of center. That is not coldness. That is maturity. That is intelligent partnership, and that is one beautiful form of confidence around men